The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 21 new COVID-19 cases and one death today for the August 20th update. A Barrie man between 45 and 64 years old died on August 17 after contracting COVID-19. This is the first death reported in the region for the month of August. New cases reported today include Orillia, 5, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 2 people between 35 and 44 years old. One case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and 2 are listed as close contact transmission. The rest are still under investigation. Remara, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case transmission is still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Barrie, 4, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission, and 2 are still under investigation. Bradford, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. Both cases are reported as close contact transmission. Innisfil, 6, 2 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Transmission sources for all 6 cases are still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Ajala Tosarantio, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is listed as community acquired. There are currently 139 active cases in the region. There are 2 outbreaks in Simcoe County, including one at a childcare setting involving 5 cases, and one at a food and beverage service workplace with 2 cases. 2 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. There have been 0 new hospitalizations since yesterday's report. The health unit has confirmed 5,216 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 75 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,004 alpha cases, 167 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 324 delta cases, and 678 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 12,603 cases of COVID-19 with 12,208 of those cases recovered and 256 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 72% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and another 9% have had their first vaccine dose. The remaining 20% is unvaccinated. Approximately 29% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 62% is fully vaccinated. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on August 20. Municipality total cases **** recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate %% of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 210-207, 2 August 19 1772 57.1% Barrie 4204 4033 121 1 August 19 2740 70.7% Bradford WG 2113 2058 38 August 19 4840 69.2% Clearview 139132 5 August 18,925 65.3% Collingwood 242-238-3 August 12,981 81.7% ESA 487-475 4 August 15, 2020 72.3% Innisfil 1239 1206 18 August 19 3565% Midland 205 198 6 August 13 1120 76.4% New Tecumseth 1502 1477 18 August 19 3548 68.1% Aurelia 325 301 8 August 19961 78.7% Oromedont 223 216 5 August 16956 84.1% Penetanguishene 202 192 8 August 52096 79.5% Remara 112 109 1 August 19971 61.7% Severn 87 81 3 August 17580 57.3% Springwater 291 287 2 August 13 1358 79.5% Tay 117 115 2 June 24 1043 78.1% Tiny 134 131 2 August 14976 68.6% Wasaga Beach 270 261 5 1 August 18 1135 74.1% asterisk cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.